boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh no, you guys. I'm feeling the peer pressure. The Christmas peer pressure is getting to me. I mean, you last week were ready to go full ho-ho-ho.
Yes.
And then my family group chat over the weekend, my sisters, my mom, everybody's like, oh, we're itching to put the Christmas tree up. Halloween's over. To the point that I'm now like, am I the only, like, do I, should I? Am I being left out right now?
Yes.
I even asked my boyfriend Curly. I looked at him yesterday and said, do we just go downstairs and get the tree out? He told me no. It was a little too soon.
No.
So I listened, and honestly, after I started thinking about it, I'm like, God, I really don't want to get that thing out anyways. It's stuck under the stairs. The little needles get everywhere. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm like, do I do it this weekend? Mm-hmm. It's getting to me.
Not only you, but even this weekend, just going shopping, it was like it was the week of Christmas. The parking lots were packed. Everybody had in their cart because I was snooping. It was all Christmas. Either they were buying decor or they were buying things. I heard one girl going, oh, the guys are getting socks this year. So clearly they were shopping. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's just in the mood. But I'm also a firm believer that, like, you should decorate early because you put in so much work. Why would you only have it last for a month? Go ahead, tell me.
I would like to enjoy it as long as possible. However, the main thing keeping me from putting it up, my cats. They torment me.
Well, get it up now so that by the time Christmas happens, they'll be done climbing up that tree.
It'll be bald because they've bit all the needles off.
You might have a Charlie Brown tree by Christmas.
Yeah, probably.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Halloween is come and gone, but I did love watching all of the videos on TikTok of people's costumes, but even more so, the really creative, like, trick-or-treat setups that people had. And, man, this girl, I think, won Halloween. She clearly lives out in California or somewhere on the West Coast. Her name is Annalie on TikTok, and she shared that this year they had the Treat Revenue Service, Turbo Treat. So the entire setup...
Kind of like the IRS, it's the Treat
Revenue. Dude, you don't even know.
Oh,
it
man.
Was like they set up a Turbo Tax, but it was Turbo Treat, where kids would come in and they would fill out a treat return, and then their treat return would be audited, okay? So... from what I could tell on this treat
how
return
form. How many people are in the household? Crap like that I don't know how to...
You have to claim your candy, how much you have on your person, and how much you're planning to save, 100%, 50%, 0%.
Wow.
Then they get an appointment with one of the auditors who will highlight anything that looks suspicious, and that's going to affect how much candy they get in their return, a.k.a. how much candy gets put in their bucket. And they have representatives on site from the TRS... which is the Treat Revenue Service, not the IRS.
That's funny.
That's how they do the trick-or-treating at their house. People were absolutely shook by this, obviously, because, I mean, the setup alone is crazy. And so the same girl shared what they did last year. Same type of vibe where it's a whole experience, but it was an airline. Sweet West. So, like, the kids would walk up. I mean, the videos of this are insane. They walk up and they have, like, the screens that have all of the boarding times.
Oh, yeah.
And the flights. The kids would go up to the boarding desk and they can get a boarding pass with their Halloween costume name on it. So if you were dressed up as Elvis, your boarding pass would say Elvis.
That's cool.
They go through TSA. They get pointed towards their boarding group. And then they get on not an actual plane, but like a DIY little craft of a plane, and they have a pilot walkthrough, and he goes over the intercom and they do a safety demonstration. And then they take off, and there's clearly fans on the outside blowing and making loud noises. And then the flight attendant comes down with, the snack cart, which is candy. I just am like, oh my God, how cool would it be to have like this experience trick-or-treating?
No, we totally need this. Because the first one, I mean, you would teach me about taxes.
Yes.
I still don't understand it. But if you put it in a term I could, candy, I would learn something. But I also like the airline one because I don't know about you. I still have so much anxiety flying because I don't know what I need. What am I supposed to do? When I go through TSA, I'm like, what do you want out of my pockets? Like, I don't understand.
Oh,
I am always afraid I'm going to break a law and they're going to detain me or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so it would be nice to have had that experience to learn something.
Uh-huh. A suggestion for next year is like home buying, but for candy.
Invite Taylor and I.
I could use that, please.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Taylor and I went out trick-or-treating on Halloween night, and we haven't seen you since, so we really got to break it down. How did it go when we were out trick-or-treating? Did people catch on that it was Those Girls in the Afternoon, or did we get away with our bucket full of candy?
Can I first start by saying, I want to do it again.
Me too. Why?
Hello. Can it be for everyone? Because mm-hmm. I had so much stinking fun.
I did too. I'm a firm believer that the 31st should be kids, and then October or November 1st, let's let it be adults.
Down.
Or vice versa. Let us do the 30th. I don't care, but I think that adults should be able to do it too.
Oh my gosh. It was so fun. First of all, thank you for anybody that submitted their address.
Mm-hmm.
We wish we could have made it to everybody's, but unfortunately we're like 30-ish and we moving a little bit slow.
Okay? We do.
Number one, we both were inflatable costumes.
Yep.
I was an inflatable chicken.
I was an inflatable dinosaur.
We did not make it easy on the people because you couldn't really see our faces. Nope. We could not see. We could hardly mm-mm. move. We had to deflate getting into the car.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 out of 5 recognized us.
Yeah. It was the second one on our list that we went to the house. They had the candy on the doorstep.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, this isn't fair. I have to ring the doorbell because they need to be able to see us. So I rang the doorbell and this guy comes out. He goes, oh, I guess you're going to need some help, aren't you? Because mm-hmm. we were in these gigantic costumes. Doesn't say anything. Then Kate, who was with us, she ends up saying, hey, you recognize the voices?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't recognize it.
No, I also think that he was maybe throwing a party because there's people showing up in like taco costumes and mm-hmm. stuff. And that's why I think the bowl was on the front step because it was like, we're inside partying.
You're ruining the party.
Yeah. Why am I being interrupted by 2 grown women in inflatables?
Yeah. Otherwise, everybody else caught on to it being us, whether that was right away or if it took a couple of seconds mm-hmm. of us talking that they caught on to it being Those Girls in the Afternoon in some costumes.
It was a blast. And you know what? Even better, we got to keep the candy.
We did. You know how many people were willing to give us candy? Way too many, but we'll expect it.
They're probably like, well, I just feel kind of bad for you because you're that old trick-or-treating.
I got robbed this weekend, wiped completely clean, and I have proof of it. Well, obviously, because I'm wiped clean, but...
Right. I just feel that your demeanor is a little too calm.
Well, because it's not the kind of robbery you think where people would go into the house and probably take the nice things like the TV and stuff like that. No. I knew it was going to happen, but Halloween night, we got robbed. And this is why I told you, Taylor, I wanted to have a sign that said, smile, you're on camera, or take one.
You had a take one sign.
I did have a take one sign, but you talked me out of it. I really wanted to put... And if you take more, I'll know because you're on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But you and people on the text line were like, don't do that. Don't be weird.
And it's a little Karen-y, especially because you're trying to make a first good impression in your neighborhood as a good Halloween house.
Well, I should have because we got robbed clean by 2 teenage boys. And I have all proof. I had it on. We got it on video. I don't care to do anything about it. I think my boyfriend neighbor man thinks it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, can you make this very clear tomorrow on the radio that I'm on team teenager side?
Oh,
I was like, okay. Cause he's like, I used to be one of them back in the days.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, who am I dating? Mm-hmm. Criminal?
I mean, it looked like, cause I saw the video. I also think it's pretty quite funny.
It is.
It looks like they came after dark, like it had been a while.
It was like 7:30, almost 8 o'clock when they came to our house. So at that point, everyone was kind of done.
Yeah, they hopefully everybody else that was gonna come by did.
Mm-hmm.
And did they steal your bucket?
No, thank God.
That would tick me off. But if they left your bucket, at least.
Yeah, they left the bucket, but they took all the candy. And here's what it sounded like when I watched the video back after we got robbed.
I don't care.
Oh, this is the cops driving by. Just conveniently driving by. This is all going down.
Help me, help me,
man.
Help me, help me. Let's go.
You can hear the candy. That's the candy. Do you hear that evil laugh at the
Amwha? Dude, here's what I love is that one of them was clearly the leader, right?
Uh-huh. And no,
was
100%.
Like, I don't care. Man, I don't care. I'm going to do it. And then at the end, you hear him going, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Like, mommy, please.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We got to talk about it. Daylight saving.
Oh, my God. I hate it already.
So
surprisingly not as tired as I thought I would be. I am exhausted, but I thought it would just feel like a ton of bricks. That's what I thought.
No, you gained an hour.
I know, but it still messes with your body, okay?
It does because, well, yeah, it's going to be dark in like 10 minutes, and that's super depressing. But also, it is blinding bright when I get up in the morning now. Like, I think when I woke up yesterday, I was like, oh my God, it's got to be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It feels like I've slept the whole day.
No, same thing. When I was on my way to work, I was like, am I late? Like, it feels later than it should. The whole time I thought it was coming in at noon and I was supposed to be here at 11. Just based on where the sun was in the sky. It felt weird. I don't like this time of the year. It's
I don't either. And I'm going to be sad for the next, I don't know, does it happen every 6 months? I have no idea. Because I don't like the getting dark early.
Do you wish we would stop?
Stop
doing the daylight saving time?
Well, okay, I'm stupid. Do we stop it like this is the end and it's always going to get dark early? Oh, I hate that.
No, we would just, yeah, we would never turn our clocks forward or back. It would just be where it was.
Well, can we do it when we spring forward? Can we spring forward one more time so that it stays light out? And then we can be
there
done.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. That way we can get back to where we were.
If you're in charge of this, please take this as my plea.
Yeah, I don't think my boyfriend Amber Man's ever going to propose to me because I continue to keep ruining it and I really got to listen to you, Taylor.
I think word for word on Friday said, if you keep bringing it up, it's never going to happen. Because you know what? I'm pretty sure he said that to you, too.
He did. He gave me a talking to and said, you gotta stop hoping for it. Because when you stop hoping for it, it will finally happen.
Because you keep asking, respectfully, dumb question. Stop asking, should I get my nails done? Or are we taking, do I need to dress nicely for pictures? You just need to be ready. If you have a suspicion, just be ready.
So the moral of the story is keep your mouth shut.
You didn't do any of
no,
that.
No. Okay, so he wanted to go look at nature this weekend. So we drove out on Sunday to go look at nature. He wanted to see like the leaves changing and things like that. We went to Backbone State Park. I'd never been.
Cool. Never heard of it.
And right before we left, I go, so what should I wear? Like how fancy are we getting? And just he could tell right away. I said, I don't know. I just kind of thought. He goes, honey, can you give me one fun thing with you where you don't think it's happening? I just want one fun thing with you. So I ruined it.
Does that mean he was going to and then you ruined it?
I don't think so. Oh, but I think what he wants is to do fun things with me without it ever being an idea so that eventually it can happen. But I keep ruining thinking it's going to happen when we go like grocery shopping. That's a true thing. I really did think that.
So how do we move forward? What are you going to do different?
What machine out there can wipe my brain? Because at this point, I feel like that's the only option.
Is to wipe your brain?
Well, yeah, we have to. That's the only way I'm not going to think about it. I'm a planner. I plan for things. I'm probably going to plan my own proposal at this point.
Well, it sounds like you already have.
Yeah, I convinced Taylor and Curly and Neighbor Man to all do a bracket with me for the Hallmark TV show, Finding Mr. Christmas.
I hate that I'm enjoying it because it's
bad.
So stupid.
It's so dumb.
I mean, if you love cheesy Hallmark, so many Christmas puns, it's right up your alley. For me, it's like a little bit of hate watching. Not hate. I respect all of these leading men, okay? But it is corny, I will say.
So it's basically a couple dudes battling out each week to see if they're going to be the new hunk for the next Hallmark movie. We watched last week, and nobody got the elimination correct, because that's how the bracket is. We have to pick who we think is going to get eliminated.
And we can communicate, obviously, because we sit here in this room for 4 hours every day. Mm-hmm. But our boyfriends cannot.
And they're on a team together.
They ended up picking the same person mm-hmm. as each other last week without knowing. Obviously, they were both wrong. We all got it wrong. But I have a feeling they're going to do the same thing again this week.
Mm-hmm. So I did talk to my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, and I asked him who he thinks he's going to eliminate. He couldn't remember the name, but he just said the guy with the penguin. And if you watched the show last week, there was a dude who put a penguin on his sweater.
It was bad.
They had to build sweaters. Don't ask questions. We don't even know what's going on. It was so bad. And his acting was horrible because they also have to act in a scene. He can't remember his name. So there's that in our luck. But his real name is Gabriel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Curly's eliminating.
I don't either. I had to remind him about his pick. And I'm going to assume he's also going to pick Gabriel because we both were just having a hoot and a holler of this guy choking.
Mm-hmm. So here's where I'm like, if they're both going to go with Gabriel and we have a gut. He sucked so bad last week.
It was hard to watch.
Uh-huh. Then maybe we should both pick Gabriel. That way, if he really does get eliminated, we're still at an even playing field.
Right.
However, last year, and this happened a couple of times in episodes, where a guy would just bomb. Okay? There's usually two tasks. There's an acting, and then they have to, like, build or do something. Okay? There'd be several episodes where a guy would bomb both things,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd come back the next episode and just magically was better.
Comeback king. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think he might, because he was really bad.
And so he's going to get in his head and he's going to be like, okay, like I got to do better.
Pull it together.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, do we pick Gabriel knowing that the two boys are going to do it and then we're still on an even playing field?
Mm.
Or do one of us risk it and not pick Gabriel, pick somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and Casey just magically get better like it has happened before?
I think we need to take a risk.
Okay.
I kind of think that my pick last week, he was pretty bad too. Who did I pick?
You picked Drake. You did not Drake like at all.
I think he could be. I think we need to take a risk. One of us needs to pick the really garbo guy and he probably will suck again and maybe get sent home. And then the other one should pick somebody else who is equally as bad.
And you think Drake was equally as bad?
Well, what if the answer is I thought they were all bad?
If the Marion police were to drive by our house this morning, they probably would have arrested me and my boyfriend for robbing. I don't know what degree that is or what you get.
Breaking and entering?
No, that's what it is.
you got to actually take stuff.
It looked like we were robbing our house, but we weren't. We took our dogs for a walk this morning. I don't know if one of us accidentally locked the door behind us without the keys in our hand, or if the door just magically locked itself. We'll never know. Nobody's taking blame for it. But we come back home, and we can't get in.
Oh, no.
All the doors are locked. We don't have keys on us. So we're like, how are we going to break into our house?
Then this is the first time since you've moved in?
Yeah, since we moved in. So we eventually had to take a screen off of a window.
Oh.
And then there was only one. We are really good about locking our windows. There was one window that I knew I hadn't locked.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, we have to get the screen off this one. We did. We were able to push it up and get in. But I was not about to crawl through a window because it's really high up.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like a cheerleading stunt.
Are you kidding?
No. My boyfriend, he was like, dude, you know what? Your cheerleading skills are coming back in hand like 10 years later. Like, how cool is that? I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I put him up and like, basically, hands, like, I had him up on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to go through the window. One, I got bad knee, bad back. Something bad's going to happen. It would have been breaking and entering, but also probably a hospital visit later.
Right.
So I was like, I'd rather push you up. So I got him in, and we got into our house. But you want to know what's the most messed up part about it all? Is last night, we were organizing our keys. Okay? We have a lot of house keys.
Yeah.
We just don't know which each one goes to each door. Last night, we figured out which key goes to which door and then color coding them and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We did that last night and then set aside a key for his mom and a key for my sister. If we would have taken that key to his mom's house last night, we would have been fine. That all happened. We literally did that last night and then we got locked out this morning. We're like, of course, that's what the world would do to us. Isn't that messed up?
Trying to be responsible.
Uh-huh.
I know you have security cameras.
Oh, I do.
I would like to see that cheerleading stunt, just for curiosity.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really can't believe we're nearing in at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to look forward to 2026. Possibly even some New Year's resolutions creeping in. But the trend on TikTok is the Great Lock-In, which is actually not about preparing for 2026. It's about getting it together for the end of 2025.
Dude, I've been trying to get it together for the last 30 years. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
You think I'm suddenly going to change for this year? I'd like to think so.
Okay, wow. Way to be motivating. Gee whiz. It's brutal.
Girl, I've been trying for so long. I've given up on myself.
Are you okay? My God. Maybe you need the Great Lock-In. Okay?
Yeah, tell me more about it.
So, because, you know, many like you, at this time of year, you start to get exhausted. You're like, please, God, just get me through the holidays. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. It's cold. And it's dark at 4 o'clock. So I've seen people on TikTok saying that they're participating in the Great Lock-In, which is, it can mean whatever you want it to be. It can be looking back at your New Year's resolutions that you had at the beginning of the year this year and, you know, probably fell off in some way or another and deciding that you want to end the year on a high note. Or it's just taking your routine and really locking in on it and focusing on being the best you on the way out of the year, not just waiting for a new year to be a good you.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Okay. Dude, I'm right there with you.
You've also been trying the last 28 years of your life.
Well,
when are we? What age do you finally get it together? Seriously, anybody out there? Do you know? Because I would love to know. I have a routine 1 week, and the next week it was like routine who?
Right.
And you remember I made 12 New Year's resolutions.
Oh my God.
I don't think I hit one because there was one each month. I can't even tell you. So I clearly didn't hit it.
I can't wait to review at the end of the year.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I got a bone to pick with the city of Marion.
You haven't been there that long you to start doing that.
It's only been a couple of months. But last night, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, had went to Uptown Marion for some dinner. And when we drove by, he finally saw what's been there for about like 2 weeks now, called the Skate Shack. Okay? It's because in the Central Plaza, they're going to be able to turn parts of it into an ice rink. And it's going to happen on like, depending on weather, it will happen on November 29th through, can't remember when it ends, like January, February or so.
Yeah.
My boyfriend sees the Skate Shack and he goes, oh, is that for an ice rink? And I go, yes, honey. Oh my God, we have to go.
Wow.
This is where I have a bone to pick. I don't know how to ice skate. You had to put that thing out there. And now he's got ideas. And he gaslighting me a little bit because he's like, honey, this could be a, like us in the Hallmark movie. They always go ice skating in Hallmark movie, which, you know, I'm a sucker for, right?
Right.
I want that Hallmark movie, but I don't want to end up in the ER.
Right.
I have gone ice skating one time. I fell on my butt and I never went back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this, Taylor. You've seen my ankles. They're weak.
Mm-hmm. I will say, you got to give him props, though, because he's trying.
He is.
Him to even say that, like, it as his own idea to go, that should be right up your alley. But I do think they have, like,
will they? I think I know what you're going to say.
Like training wheels.
Oh, I need that.
But I don't know what that is for ice skates. I feel like I picture like a walker.
Well, that's how they did it with roller skating, was a walker.
Right, and you just like glide with it. Is it the cutest thing for you to be doing?
No, I'll do it. I don't care. I care more about my back and my knees and my ankles than I care about looking aesthetically pleasing.
Well, and then you got to pad up. Knee pads.
Elbow pads.
Perhaps a pillow in your rear end. I don't know.
Mom, why is her badunkadunk so big?
You got to bubble wrap yourself, essentially.
Last night, I got woken up at 1:30 in the morning by our dog, Evie, because she was barking so loud and would not stop. It wasn't just like, ruff, ruff, that's it. It was just continuous barking. I cannot talk today. For like a solid 2 minutes. My first thought was, it's happening. Somebody's breaking in. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is she barking? She's clearly trying to warn us something bad is outside the windows, the door, whatever. Or somebody's already on the first level of the floor of the house.
Oh, my God. I don't like that.
Well, that's what I thought. What's worse is that my boyfriend, neighborman, like, I don't even think he was... He's not going to be good in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. He hears Evie barking. She wouldn't stop. He just shuts the door.
Oh, well.
I go, honey, I think she's barking for a reason. Don't you think you should get up? Nah, I'm sleeping.
Oh, my God. My hero.
Thanks. I thought you were going to get up and get a bat and start swinging, but no, he didn't. Mm-hmm. So finally, I get up. I go downstairs. I'm terrified. I kept the lights off because I was like, was that dumb?
Like, hello, surviving murder 101.
Well, I didn't want them to see the lights. I don't know.
Right.
So I went downstairs, lights off. I'm just like slowly creeping, you know, like just.
Did you have a weapon or like?
Yeah, also no. And I was
barehanded.
Bare naked too.
Oh, which is my really- God. That'll get rid of them.
They're going to be like, oh, God. No.
Oh, my eyes.
We're leaving this joint.
Yeah.
That's what I thought and hoped on, okay? I honestly, looking back at it, my boyfriend was not smart for shutting the door. I was not smart for, one, keeping the lights off, two, being butt naked, and three, no weapon, okay?
Right.
Didn't really think this through. But I go downstairs to see what Evie is barking at. Still losing her mind. I see that she's barking at something that's outside the window. I'm terrified. I'm like, there's a clown. Like, I don't want to look, but I do. Do you have any guesses of what was outside the window?
An animal of sorts.
That's what you think? No. You remember that gnome that we got that's an inflatable for Halloween?
Oh, God.
I don't know why. We've had that thing up for over a week now. I don't know what last night made her bark at that thing, but she would not stop. It's probably because my boyfriend neighbor man left it going all night long. So normally I think it would be out by 1 o'clock in the morning, but it's moving in the wind and she's not liking this. Mm-hmm. So I had to go out there butt naked.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
You went in your yard?
No, it's right. It's right by the front door. The switch is right.
But you opened the door. Yes, I'm at least in undies. I should have mentioned my private
okay,
area.
Well, I don't think that's not helping your case.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.